guys, this is Barbie and Aisha.
Aisha and Barbie on season 4, episode 20 of Voices of Truth. This episode title is Inspirational Women.
So as the title suggests, this episode we're going to be talking about two very inspirational Indigenous women. Aisha, do you want to go first with who you researched?
Yeah, I do. Okay, so the person I researched was Donna Mae Kamalarjuk. So the cool thing about her is she's actually Canada's first ever Inukhart surgeon, which I just found really cool. So she was born in Winnipeg, and she lived in Chesterfield and Inlet Nunavut for a little bit, right? Before moving to Ottawa for educational purposes. And so she's always wanted to be a heart surgeon ever since she was 6, and her grandfather passed away due to ALS. And she always wanted to work with something with her hands, so she came to the conclusion that being a heart surgeon would be the right fit for her. The one thing I love about her is one of her quotes. While she was studying to become a heart surgeon, she said that she fell in love with the heart, which I just find a wonderful quote. And after becoming Canada's first ever Inukhart surgeon, she won an Inspire Award. I actually didn't know what this was before, but an Inspire Award is an award given to Métis, First Nations, Inuit, like, people who reach outstanding achievements, right? And inspire so many people around her. So she won this in 2018, I think. And another thing I really love about her is that she hopes to give back to her community by inspiring young Inuit and Indigenous children with their story. So a quote from her is, "It's so important to see our own people reflected in these positions of leadership and to see our own people doing things that we haven't done before historically. It's just important for these things to be celebrated because perhaps the youth might not be aware of these possibilities for them." Yeah, I just had a lot of fun researching her. She's very inspirational and honestly such an amazing and smart woman. So Barbie, do you want to talk about who you researched this week?
Yeah, so today I'll be talking about Josephine Mandeman, who is also known as the Grandmother Waterwalker. So she was born on February 21st, 1942, on the shores of Lake Huron. She's a well-known environmental activist, and she actually trekked the Great Lakes on foot to raise awareness about the water pollutants from 2003 to 2017. I thought that was really cool because I know for a fact that I would not be able to do that. So, like, props to her, man. And during her trek, she mentions how women are carriers of the water and carry life for the people, which is why we should protect them and keep them clean. Her whole journey began during a Sundance ceremony in Pipestone when Chief Eddie Benton Benes asked Josephine and other people that believed in accessible clean water what they would do to help resolve the problem. So then Josephine organized a group to fight against the water pollutants and the Great Lakes and the Indigenous reserves. Later on, she won the Anishinaabeg Lifetime Achievement Award in 2012 and the Governor General's Meritorious Service Cross in 2018. Josephine and the Water Walks group also received the Lieutenant Governor's Ontario Heritage Award, which I find really cool because she has had a lot of achievements in her life, which is awesome. And I also have a couple of fun facts for you guys. So, the story of her walk was told in a children's book called The Water Walker. She served as the head for the Anishinaabeg Women's Water Commission, and her great-niece Autumn Peltier followed in her footsteps to become the generation's next water warrior. So, I just found her really inspiring and such a strong person. So, yeah. So, we had a lot of fun this episode learning about some very inspirational women.
And if you want to see more stuff like this, make sure to follow us on our socials and tune in next week or 2 weeks from now, whenever we feel like posting.
These are your hosts, Barbie and Aisha.
Aisha and Barbie signing off.
Bye, guys.